T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back. It is our 9 o'clock hour. We got some great stuff for this hour. I'm amazed. I haven't got more reaction to Seth Joyner. When Seth Joyner's after an Eagles game and he does an attack, people go crazy. Seth is gone. Somebody,
do you think it's official, though? Like, you think that's this? Do you think people are buying that's it for him?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. You ruined it.
Huh?
Because you started to question it when it was a direct statement, I am leaving.
Yeah, I don't want to believe it, though, I guess.
Rhea attempted to lock it down with a text to Barrett Brooks, and Barrett has not responded yet.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering.
but because he may not know. Yeah. We may have informed everyone except Seth's family, and he's in Europe somewhere in hiding.
Mm. But well, he never hides.
I need more on that. He's a god. The guys are great. Right, also, with this out, we got the hot seat coming up and on the line with us right now. There's not a smarter guy I know in sports, and I'm thrilled to be able to have him on to run this stuff by him. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Andrew Brandt is here. Rhea, what is...
I give it to you all the time. Just he is the law director, sports law, director of sports law. He's got his website, his newsletter, that is andrew-brandt.com. Writes for Sports Illustrated and former Packers executive.
She knows. Andrew's online. Hi, Andrew.
Always great to be with you guys. Thanks for all the titles. I'll tell you again, I do a lot of jobs, so I don't have to have a real one.
All right, listen to me. Andrew, you got to write about this. The Chicago White Sox have instructed their star players not to run hard. All right? Now, I want to apply this to when you ran the Green Bay Packers. Could you ever envision a scenario where you were telling a running back to run out of bounds to preserve his health instead of getting a first down? Andrew, this is next level stuff. Do you believe now that teams in major American sports are advising people through their medical staff not to play at 100%?
No, this is news to me. I don't know. Wait, you got to fill me in a little more. Not to run hard?
Tony
La Russa,
here's exactly what they said. Tony La Russa, in an interview with the Chicago Sun-Times, said that 5 of the players in their regular lineup, Andrew Vaughn, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, A.J. Pollock, and Louis Robert, have been advised not to run hard to first, even if it costs them a base. They have lost 10 players to the injured list, and they do not want to risk losing others by running hard. That is an absolute story that is breaking all over America today. And I want to know if you're worried that this is a directive coming from medical staffs. The Eagles are not practicing now, Andrew. They shut it down 2 weeks early because the doctors told them to. What are we doing here? Help me out.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the concern of you and fans and when they hear this. But this is a trend that's been going on for a while in pro sports. We know this, right? We've used words like load management, like saving someone for the postseason. The NBA is stars playing more than 65 games is really rare these days. So maybe this is a natural extension of that. I remember back with Steven Strasburg with the Nationals. They shut him down even though they're in the playoff run because that was the number of innings. It's all kind of a trend, right? It's preservation. It's longevity. It's playing for the postseason. I don't know what to say about it. That's kind of where we are in sports.
Do you endorse it? Do you endorse it? Do you think it's the right direction?
I think the example you gave me, I can't endorse. There's no way I can endorse not running hard to first base when you do it maybe three times a game. But I understand the load management, because the goal in sports is not to win in the regular season. The goal in sports is to win in the postseason. And if you can, it's just like a 17th game in football where it doesn't have any meaning. People say, well, would you rest your starters? Of course I would. There's no value, like a preseason game. There's no value to playing your starters versus risk. So it's a risk-reward. So the load management, I get. You know, if Joel Embiid's going to miss a few games to be healthier for the postseason, absolutely.
All right. I got one more that I want to delve into this Deshaun Watson thing a little bit, because big hearing tomorrow where I don't know if he's going to be under oath. But before we do that, what's the code in the NFL, Andrew? Bryce Harper got hit in the thumb, and his thumb got broken on an errant pitch by a pitcher. If you're in football, if you hit the quarterback unusually hard and you knock him out of a game, and maybe cost him a season, do you have to pay the price on the field? Will somebody come after you automatically to pay back what you did to one of the players?
Yeah, I think that's kind of an unwritten code in football, just like you said, baseball, where it's usually linemen, it's usually people that protect a player like that, whether it's a receiver, running back, or quarterback. And it may not be that play or the next play, but down the road. And you see this all the time, a hit in the fourth quarter after a player went out in the first quarter, something done towards another player that seems responsible. I mean, I think this is the ethos of sports sometimes. Protect your own and be careful what you do, because it'll come back to you. I think that happens.
I'm just worried that it didn't happen with the Phillies. They all sat there. Even as the star player was gesturing toward the pitcher and basically saying, I don't like what you just did. Don't you want to see the team rally to the defense of their best player?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of personality stuff. I mean, what I know about the Phillies, that player is the one that would do that for other players.
Yeah,
are there other players who are like that? I don't know.
That's the best point.
We've been talking about this for 3 hours, Andrew. That's the point we missed the whole morning. Harper would have gotten up, and everybody would have followed him. The problem was it was Harper on the field. That's why we put him on, Al. He knows more than we do.
They're alphas. You know, they're alphas in sports. And the best teams, their best players are the alphas, and that would apply to the Phillies. And you see that all over sports, the alpha dogs,
Let me get to Deshaun Watson, because this story is tomorrow's a big hearing. Do you know, in these hearings during an NFL investigation, are you under oath, Andrew? Will he be sworn in before he says he did not do anything improper with 26 masseuses?
This is a new process, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
This is different. In my day, we would have interviews with the accused, then there would be discipline, and then maybe a hearing back in front of Roger Goodell. But this is the different step. Former Judge Sue Robinson is going to run this. My sense is, because I just said her name, former judge, that there will be a swearing in, that this obviously will be taped and recorded, not for our purposes, but for the purposes of Roger Goodell, who's going still the appeal officer here, if there's an appeal.
But Andrew, here's the case. You're a lawyer. You understand this. I got 26 people saying almost the same story. You're going to argue they got together and all lied? Is that a really effective defense?
Listen, I've been talking about this for months. I've been talking about on the contract side, where this is the best, most guaranteed, largest, most secure contract in history. It goes to this guy. I've been talking about the fact you can believe two different things. One, that there's this loose network of massage therapists connected only by Deshaun Watson reaching out to them that is setting up this incredible frame job. Or two, there's a pattern of predatory behavior from this guy. And I don't know how you believe number one, because these things, I had Jenny Brentress, New York Times, on my podcast. There's a pattern. I mean, this is not news. This has been in the news for a year, where he goes to massage therapists for more than massage. And I'm a lawyer. I don't see how he gets on the field this year. We've got precedent with Roethlisberger and Elliott and Kareem Hunt. 6-8 games for one woman. One. We've got precedent for an indefinite suspension for Ray Rice. Indefinite for one woman. I don't get it.
I got one more, Andrew, and I just want to, because you know how this works in a courtroom a lot better than I would. The NFL, is it vulnerable because they want to give Watson a year, but they haven't done anything to Daniel Snyder, who is also got a lot of bad stuff going on right now? How do you justify in any sort of a legal proceeding handling one thing hard and the other soft?
Well, that's the defense, right? That's
yep.
The NFLPA, because they can't argue what I just said.
No.
They can't argue Roethlisberger and those guys. So there are Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, not necessarily him, but his top guy accused of peeping Tom.
Right.
They're going to argue Snyder, of course. This is going to be a mark on the NFL. Will this judge accept owner behavior as a comp?
That's the
I
way
have
to
a
put
feeling.
It.
I have a feeling she won't.
Good.
I just think she won't. And Snyder, you know, got the $10 million fine and not supposed to be around the team for a year, so they could say that. But I don't see him playing this year. I think they were trying to negotiate a year instead of indefinite. And the NFLPA wouldn't agree to that. But he won't play this year, in my opinion.
Andrew, I am, every time I have you on, I am awestruck by your brilliance. Andrew-Brandt.com newsletter. You'll get that all the time. Andrew, thank you, as always.
Hey, also, like I told you last, now I'm doing these reels. People know what reels is?
What's real?
I go to Instagram, and they do the. I do these daily videos so people can hear my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You
and
are
I told
busy.
You, I couldn't get the real Andrew Brandt, so I'm Andrew Brandt 2 on that.
Andrew Brandt 2.
Some damn Andrew Brandt on Instagram. I don't know who he is.
He's not as impressive, I
no.
assure you. Andrew, thank you, my friend.
Have a good day.
Andrew Brandt, that guy is so smart. Al, this whole what a bunch of morons we are. The reason no one ran out of the dugout is the leader of the team was already on the field writhing in pain.
And if he had moved toward the mound, they would have all come out of the dugout.
Again. He yelled,
here he goes.
A yelling is enough for me.
Al's still fighting that fight.
I know he's fighting a fight, but if Harper would not have sat on that dugout if somebody else had get hit that way.
Correct.
That's the real story. We finally got to it in the 9 o'clock hour. Tony's here from Bed-Salem. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you making out?
I'm doing all right, Tony. What are you feeling about this Harper situation?
Aggravated. Completely aggravated. I'm with anyone that would have backed Harper up as somebody should have jumped. Somebody should have did anything.
Yep.
The only thing, I didn't see it live. I didn't see the action. But my question to you guys is, maybe you can help me out here, is did they pan a dugout shot at all?
Not that I recall. They didn't show much of that because nothing was happening.
They were showing catcher. They didn't because the catcher, it was so obvious it was a bad injury, the catcher immediately went on him.
He was
catcher
waiting
became
for the trainer.
The bouncer.
Yeah.
The catcher was going to make sure Harper didn't get to that weasel Snell.
Okay, I saw the pat in the back. I saw that part, but I didn't see anybody pan into the Philly dugout just to kind of see if they would quick anybody. Did they come to the top step?
No.
Like,
nobody did anything, Tony. Nope, they all sat. Real Muto was actually counting his money. He had his bank book out.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. But you know what? That goes to my Phillies birthday. But let me fast forward real quick into something last night.
Yep.
Watching an incredible, incredible Stanley Cup. Just fun. Fun to watch, top to bottom. I played hockey all through high school, men's league, everything. So I did it all. I played for a long time. I don't know if Jonesy, if Al, if you guys got as kicked off as I did when Maroon slashed the back. And that dude, like, if his stick wasn't there, he would have went down with a major injury. That was total intent to injure. And the broadcaster that was doing the game, he even seemed perplexed.
No, he was not. I like him, but he called a bad game. It was a horrible. I have never heard a more boring championship call.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Was bad?
Yeah. It was just awful. It was just,
yeah, oh, no.
It really was.
Oh, I didn't know that. We'll see if we can dig it out. See if Kyle can find
it. Was it the countdown, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it on the way up from the shore. It just seemed pedestrian.
We just...
Come on, it's a championship.
Yeah, really.
Tony, give me a word for the Phillies.
I kind of just gave it away a second ago there, perplexing. The team just...
Perplexing.
It's a mind-blowing, perplexing team.
I like your word. Nice word. Perplexing. All right, remember, we're getting ready now for a final blitz. Get on board. Insufferable, discouraging, frustrating, confusing, resilient, overpaid, intriguing, roller coaster, bitten, unpredictable, alarming, moribund, and perplexing. And we got a couple of visitors here, Al, including a guy named James and his lovely wife?
Yes.
Kiona. And we got to get this right. We're going to talk to them too, because Kiona said to me, you could ask James anything in sports, and he knows the answer.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
I don't think that could be true.
He's got her fooled.
So we're going to try this. James, I don't know how you bamboozle this woman, but I think you're going to look bad in the next segment.
There's a good chance.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're going to play a little game here, boys and girls. We're going to have a matching hot seat. All right. Ava's got her hot seat, and I got mine, and I'll announce who's on my hot seat.
All righty.
This James, whose wife Kiota's been talking a little smack and saying, my husband knows more sports than you would ever imagine. This guy, I'm thinking, Kiota, you're even thinking to yourself, your husband could probably do this job, right? You are you doing? Yeah. He's got that. All right. Well, good. After Ava does hers, I'm going to ask him a question.
Okay.
And if he gets it right, more power to him. But we'll see in the moment, Al, how brilliant Kiona's husband, James.
Feel the tension in here, Al.
Because I'll be honest with you, Al. If I'm somewhere with my wife, at no point does she want me to display my knowledge.
Yeah, she knows you.
At no point. This is my wife to say to somebody else, wow, I hope you understand. That's an expert. Yeah. Oh!
That's why he's sitting in the corner by himself.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Ava, who is on the hot seat today?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, my hot seat isn't nearly as brilliant as you think it might be.
Today, Blake Snell is on the hot seat, brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Blake, I already knew you were an out-of-touch idiot.
No, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
But then...
Ooh, up and hit him. Oh, my goodness. Bryce Harper gets hit up, and he's clutching his hand right now. I don't know how he got his hand in the way of that, but Harper is in some real pain, and he's screaming right now, and he's yelling at Blake Snell.
97 miles per hour is the hardest that Blake Snell is going to throw a baseball. He was aggravated. He was mad at Harper for crowding the plate. He threw right at his head. And this nonsense, I can't be responsible for calling out somebody. That's simply not true. Mistakes happen. He was headhunting Bryce Harper. And it may have cost the Phillies their season.
Yeah, JJ, we're all unhappy today. Though some people don't think it was intentional. Bryce included.
What's the risk with that type of pitch?
The risk is to hit the guy.
Yeah.
So why throw it?
Because it's a baseball game. Because he wants to get him out. Because he's a power hitter.
So you should pay the price for doing it then.
What do you mean pay the price?
Get punched in the head.
They should have
came out of the dugout and whooped his foot.
Yep. Thank you.
Here.
I'm not going to say the guy did it on purpose, Angelo, but I'm frustrated beyond belief with that. That's our guy. That's Harper.
As soon as he got hit, if the players had come out, I wouldn't have had a problem with that, but maybe they know that they're friends and they didn't think he was throwing at them.
Yeah, I love Snell. That's my guy, bro.
A, I'm not your bro. B, if he's your guy, you need a new guy. Exactly. Wow. They got feisty.
Well done.
They got feisty. James, just before I ask you this question, do you think the teammates should have rushed to the defense of Bryce Harper in that situation?
I would have at least came on the field.
There you have it. All right, now he's off to a very strong start.
Yes, he is.
Keona, maybe you're onto something here. All right, here's what I need you to do right now, James, and I don't want you to take a long time to do this. I need you to name for me right now the last five quarterbacks who have started a game for the Philadelphia Eagles. From now back to five, what do you got?
You got Jalen Hurts.
Correct.
Gardner Minshew.
Correct.
Nate Sudfeld.
Correct.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz.
Sam Wechter.
One more. You almost got this. What's the fifth?
And the GOAT himself, Nick Foles.
This guy's a genius. Keona, wow. You were right. Keona was right.
You're welcome.
Leave your resume.
I'm sweating bullets over here.
Can we be honest now? I'm not sure you would have gotten it.
I would have had three.
No, three?
Yeah.
You've been here 30 years, you only got three?
He had Hurts, Wentz, and Foles.
The Sudfeld was the kicker, and James sniffed it out.
Wow.
James, you are my co-host the remainder of the morning. I'll see you later.
Are we sure that's right?
Oh, good seeing you. What's that?
Are we sure that's right?
I think you might be, like, I was thinking McCown, but McCown came into the game to replace.
That's exactly right.
Don't you have an appointment, Al, or something you can go to?
I just don't
know. Al, with all due respect, we're trying James out for you.
Yeah, okay. You gotta go have your appointment.
I know you got an appointment. I'll go see it.
But let's get him out of here anyway.
What I'm thinking is it's another autograph signing session.
I'm sure
he's been busy lately.
Yeah, jeez.
Tom is up from Seattle. Good job there, James. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Angelo. What's happening?
Tom said Joyner's leaving the post game show. Is that a big loss to you?
This show's gonna be a big loss for the show. I don't know what they're going to do now. And if Seth Joyner thinks about being a coach, the players wouldn't be allowed to play because if they played like he played, you're not allowed to play like that.
Very true. Very true, Tommy. That's a great sense of loss to me because I got no Ray and I got no Seth now. And Al, they are almost irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Who do you go with those two? Who's going to carry the yellow pad? Who's going to scowl at the camera from Arizona? Where are you? Are you on the beach right now, Tommy?
I'm walking on a promenade, Angelo.
Oh, you're on the promenade. Do you know if you keep walking, you're going to see us on Wednesday because we're right at the OD in Sea Isle.
Patty Green.
I might stop in there.
What do you mean you might? You're going to meet Jason Kelsey.
What time is it going to be, Angelo?
6 to 10. He's there 8 to 10. I am expecting a cameo appearance by my canine, Bentley, at which time Al Morganti will get a urine sample from my dog.
No worries.
You got that, Al?
Got to bring another dog. Somebody will have a dog down there, right?
What do you mean?
You got to have two dogs.
No,
somebody will bring a
fight.
Dog. No,
he's
going
to fight with the other dog.
No, why do you need two dogs? I'll explain yourself. One follows the other one. The other one goes to the bathroom, and then the other one goes where it goes.
Yeah, marks the territory. Yeah.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Really?
Well, then you can go, and the dog will follow you.
Why don't you go first, Al, and then the dog will follow you?
All right. Anyway, Tommy, give me a word for the Phillies.
Undependable.
Undependable. Ah. That's a very good word. James, could I have that pen, please? Thank you very much. Undependable, Al. Make sure you get that word down there. Just throw it. I got great hands.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
He dropped it again.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Edward Scissorhands strikes again.
Shut up.
I guess I'm not a quarterback, huh?
You're not. You know what? It was a good throw. That was my Nelson Aguilar impersonation. John's up next from Edison. Hi, Johnny.
Good morning, everyone. I really enjoy the show. Hey,
thanks.
The Bryce Harper situation, you suggest that they should run out of the dugout. Well, you know, any baseball fight you see is like a professional game of tag.
Yes.
You need the pitchers, the Philly staff, to take care of business. The Padres hitters, they get in the box. They're just as vulnerable as Harper, and that's how you take care of business.
Do you think they did any of that, John? They did hit batters, but it did not appear like they were trying to do any of that.
Well, pitchers pitch, and batters have ribs.
All right, hold on, Jonesy. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You did not. I encountered some people on the beach at CL myself this weekend, and they were fascinated by the fact that you're the only human they've ever met who does not like music.
Right, right.
Do you like chin music? That is the
not
ball.
Not if it's coming at me. No.
The ball thrown under the chin.
I hate it, actually. I don't like it.
No.
It's too dangerous, I don't even like
right?
it as a retaliation.
No.
I'd rather just see the guys square
me
off
too.
And fight.
Me too. John, I endorse the charge of the mount. I like a man running up in a menacing manner, fist balled up, ready to duke it.
There's only one part of the baseball brawl.
Don't do that.
That's
what?
Great.
What?
It's the relievers running side
by
side.
That is great.
That makes no sense. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The closest, what do they call it? The thing, a direct line.
No.
Just fight in the center field.
No, they got to get.
Just, we all got to meet at the mound and then not fight.
Didn't you love when the manager.
And then mill. We have to mill.
I loved when the manager got knocked over there in that Red
yes.
Sox Yankees brawl. Who was that?
Yes.
Zimmer?
Zimmer.
That was one of the best things I ever saw.
Zimmer. And he did not appear like he was a threat to Pedro Martinez. All right, John.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Say excuse me at least.
John,
yes.
Would you please give me a word for the
Easy,
Phillies?
John.
What the hell?
Challenge.
No breakfast, I guess.
Not going to win. Thank you for the call. What's going on with all these noises?
Yeah, a few things
every
I wanted to air out.
Every time I go
I mean,
to a phone now, somebody's got
everybody's
something going
on. Vacation, so
they're
just
on vacation.
Out and about. Yes.
All right,
open a window, buddy.
Does it always have to be that, Jones?
Well,
couldn't it be something else?
What else would it be?
Sandino is next. Hi, Sandino.
Good morning, fellas and ladies.
That's a great name. That's a cool name, man.
Well, thank you.
What do you got on this Harper mess, Sandino?
So, with him getting headhunted, right?
Yeah.
They should have had three guys come out of that dugout,
yep.
grab that pitcher, have another guy come over, grab Harper's bat, put his hand on that rubber mound, and beat it senseless till he couldn't play baseball anymore.
Correct.
See now.
Now
I think
we're talking.
That would get you arrested.
That's okay.
Here's the thing. Now, I got to say this, though. I got a new thing to consider now, Sandino, in that Andrew Brandt said, no one ran out because the leader was already on the field writhing in pain. There's nobody else on the team that would have led the charge. And you know and I know, Harper would not have stayed in that dugout. There's no chance he would have.
How many of the guys on that team did he get contracts for?
Yeah.
How many guys on that team
real,
owe that guy more
real
than just...
Real Muto.
Yes.
Real Muto is a $100 million player because of Harper. Where the hell was he?
The other thing is about running to first base and just trotting.
Yeah.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. They should all quit if they're going to do that.
No, Tony La Russa has addressed that. Five of his star players have been instructed not to run hard.
I can't believe he went public with
it.
They
the
went public.
But thing.
He
was being
Sandino,
sarcastic.
He named the players.
Yeah.
No, you're not sarcastic.
I think
you're
he
saying.
Was. I think
I
he was
know.
Being sarcastic, saying the trainer has put these guys on notice to not hustle.
Well, he's telling them, don't boo them. It's not their fault. The trainer
yes,
told them not
statement.
To.
So maybe that's the approach
it's
he's saying.
So weird.
This is not my idea. It's not their idea. It's the trainer's idea.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
Sandino, did you ever listen, when a doctor says something to you that you don't want to do or you think is stupid, do you do it anyway?
Absolutely.
You do? I don't. All right?
Well, why'd you go to the doctor?
No, you don't understand, Sandino. True story. All right?
Oh, no. This is
I am changing doctors because I moved. So I see somebody who can get me a great doctor. And we come to an agreement prior to my appearance there for physical examination. There will be no digitals in the thingy. You know what I'm saying?
You're not doing it digitally?
No goose in the caboose, if you will. All right? And until I got that assurance, I did not appear at that doctor's office.
Did the dentist feel weird about this agreement?
You got a point.
Yes, he did.
I can't talk right now.
It just doesn't make any sense. It's just, my God.
Are you kidding?
It's like pull a teeth to get this guy.
What the hell? Sandino, give me a word for
my
the Phillies,
God.
Please.
Probably not a good one, but I'm going to go with despicable.
Despicable, not going to win. I appreciate your call, though.
You can't even go from there. You can't.
I know. I'm thrilled I have a break.
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow. I am.
Do what,
see if I got any cavities.
2-1.
What's funny about that? That's why you're
94. We got to go. WIP Sports Time, 9:37. Oh, I got to read now. No. Ava Steyer, 9:42. So I'm talking to this lovely woman, Keona Golden, who is here with James. I don't know if a husband, boyfriend, whatever
husband.
He is.
Husband.
Well, husband. She's different told you a couple times.
They have different last names, Rhea, so I don't.
He locked that down. Well, we're allowed to. It's 2022.
I don't, but be honest, Rhea, I don't like to probe. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going on with that stuff. But she comes in here. Look at what she brought in here. All right, these are beautiful.
Look at that.
Awesome.
We should literally be giving these away. I don't know. Could we do a deal with your company to make these sneakers?
Absolutely.
It's got, look at this, Al. It's a high top.
That is cool.
It's got WIP and all great.
So
and the
cool.
logo on the side. Look at how beautiful
those
this.
Those are very
and
cool.
And it's
awesome.
Unbelievably lightweight.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wait.
All right, very, what's the name of your company, Keona?
My company is called Golden Jean.
All right.
And we do events for adults and children with intellectual disabilities. And what you have in your hand is a pair of personalized sneakers for such
individuals.
Here's what I'm going to do tomorrow morning. Because I loved it. Jonesy, I would wear these with pride, but I have a very large foot, among other things. Hello.
Yeah, your nose is huge.
Yes, exactly. You do the math. All right, anyway, what we're going to do tomorrow is play a game out called Cinderfella.
Cinderfella.
We are going to find a man who has a 10-foot sneak, a foot.
Oh.
I'm sorry. 10-inch foot. 10-inch foot.
10-inch foot.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a different contest.
Cindy Webster has already chimed in that we need to connect with you, Donna, on it, okay?
Now listen, but Cindy, I might need you in here tomorrow because we're going to bring, a man's going to have to come in and then Al will slip on his foot.
I can't wait to watch this.
To see if it fits.
Maybe a woman with a size 13.
One or a woman? No, I don't know. Do we want to? How do you want to do this, Creona?
Do
you want to
do
it with a woman too, or you want to just make it a man? This seems like a manly shoe.
Let's start with a man.
All right, we're going to do
a
man.
Next time, I'll bring in a woman shoe.
All right, we are going to find the man with the 10. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. We have one on staff.
What? I got a 6.
Joe Wechter. But Joe Wechter, we feel his foot hygiene may not be in keeping with this being a giveaway.
No.
Sam Wechter.
That's all I'm saying. Nothing more. All right, but we are. James, you guys are great, by the way. You can come in every day if you want. You're awesome.
Well, why don't you get rid of Al? Let him stay.
Yeah,
the
let
rest
him
of
take
the
over.
Show.
All right,
just to try
Al,
this.
I think you do. You want to go?
Get out, Al.
You can go, Al. Please.
Take enough abuse for them.
James, could you move over to Al's seat? We're going to try
it would,
you.
It would be a pleasure.
Go ahead, James.
Good luck with your endeavors.
See you, Al.
Endeavors.
James, you go over there. We're going to take calls with James. We're trying him out in the Al slot because, frankly, now that he's a Hall of Famer, we don't think Al's going to stick around much longer.
He's arrogant now.
He is a little bit. He's a little big-headed.
I can see the water over here.
All right, you good, James? All right, very good. Nice. All right, this is a sudden infusion of youth into the show. Long overdue. Let's go to Edie next. Hi, Edie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
doing fine. Edie, did you see what happened to Bryce Harper?
I did see it, absolutely. He protected his face.
with
his
thumb.
By having his thumb hit, yes.
Right, but do you think that his teammate should have jumped to his defense?
Yes, I do, because we have the Millennium Men now on the team. Sober shows what he can do as a Millennium Man, and Boehm straightened out his behavior at base, third base. I really think they should have absolutely come forward. There's no doubt about it.
It's beautifully stated, great Edie. Answer. Give me, did you want something you needed to say here, James, on Edie's comments?
No, I like the fact that she knows he's a millennial.
See, that's good.
I appreciate
it. Are you a millennial?
I don't know.
Well, what? How old are you?
34.
Yeah, you're, I think he's
good. I'm on the cusp.
You're a millennial.
We're the same age.
I'm the oldest, and like we're the oldest of the millennials. Like,
you are. All right.
We're the grandparents.
Would you have,
I think
James,
older.
25 and 40.
Would you have defended the honor of Bryce Harper?
I would have. I would have at least went on the field and looked at the pitcher.
And that's all I would have done, but I would have stared at him menacingly.
I would have gave him a scowl.
Right, and then if he started to approach me, I would run away.
I would have looked at my teammates like, hey.
Hey, you got this?
Edie, give me a word. Edie, I need a word.
I do have a word, and I have to say it's hyphenated. And I've listened to all the descriptive words that have come in, and they've been judgmental about their behavior. Mine is hyphenated. It probably won't count.
All right. No, I'm the judge. A lot of things count. I'm already enjoying you, Edie. What do you have?
It's called thumbs up hyphenated.
Thumbs up. You're right. It won't win.
but I just wanted to say, if all the fans, when they see the struggles we're going through and they just put their thumb up every game, I think it would be a really uniting of all the
I like it, Edie. Very good thing. It's not going to win.
I think that's what they did when the ball hit Harper.
Yes.
They all had their thumb up.
They all had their thumb right in that area.
Just
very
like
well
dentist.
Put, Josie. Now, all right, I'm so glad this guy checked in, because I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a lot of people that call this show who claim to be men.
Yes.
One, I can assure you, is a man.
Oh, please tell me.
Jake from Collingswood. Hi, Jake.
How's it going, Angelo?
Jake, talk to me here about Harper. What did you feel?
I was absolutely sickened by that, I'm telling you. After getting hit in the face last year, this headhunting BS is just, it's ridiculous. I mean, you got Alonso, who's been hit in the coconut a couple of times so far this year.
Yep.
And to see, I mean, just like Victorino motioned in that game, where, you know, you want to throw at me over here?
Yep.
Fine. Up above the shoulders like that at the head, forget about it.
Yep,
that doesn't cut it.
So now, hold on. I got Harper yelling at the guy who threw at him, and I got the whole dugout sitting there. Jake, is that good? What do you think should be happening in that moment?
Well, I'm telling you, right then and there, the dugout should have emptied. It should have emptied. I'm not condoning like all out brawls. If you saw what happened with the Mariners and the Angels,
yes,
that was quite the scrape. You know what I mean? But,
yes.
They've got to show a little bit more. They've got to come up. That is the guy. He's the cog that makes that whole thing really run.
Jake.
And the evidence was shown when he missed those games just with the blister.
Jake, if that's one of his teammates who gets hit that way, does Harper come out of the dugout and the other players follow him?
Absolutely.
That's the point. It took me 3 hours to get there, but Andrew Brandt told me, I need some fight in my team.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if you saw this, but try and find a tape of Sandoval.
Yeah.
The panda bear.
Yeah.
And this happened in the Mexican League. This is a former teammate.
What did he do?
Buster Posey, that they changed the rule for.
Yeah.
At a play at the plate, he literally levels this guy. He lays him out. That catcher, I'm telling you, the guy looks like he was run over by a semi.
He was.
And he didn't even stop. He just kept running.
That's the panda.
Yeah,
all right, what? So why was he doing that? Was that retaliation for something?
No. He was trying to score. And the irony is the rule change
from a teammate of his with the Giants that they changed that whole rule because of what happened with Posey.
Wow. That is good information. I appreciate that. Do you have a word for me?
Well, for the word that's got a rule at this point in time, to me, is determined.
Determined. Will not win. I'm not thinking positively at the moment or any moment. Tony's up next. Tony, how are you today? Not that good. He's speechless. Debbie's here from Maple Shade. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I like when women talk tough. Do you think we should have thrown some fists at Blake Snell?
Yeah, I think we should.
It's beautifully said. Beautiful. Do you have a word for me, Debbie?
How about precarious?
Victorious?
Precarious.
Precarious. Yeah, maybe so. You stay right there.
There's a word I'm shocked hasn't been used.
Me too. Yet. And I'm dying that nobody got it. And I got one last contestant. Chris has some low-hanging fruit. Chris, what's the word?
Smart.
Not really.
No, you're not.
Rhea, what was your word?
I had a different S word in mind, and it's Michael Bourne's favorite word.
Ooh, you were going with the S word that Michael used.
Yes.
James, my good friend who's here because he made a generous donation to the Radiothon. What is your word?
My wife did. My wife made a generous donation.
All right, fine.
The Eagles take your kid.
Fiona, what's your word to describe the Phillies? What's the word to describe the Phillies? Pull one right out now.
There's a cheat sheet in front of you.
My word.
Exactly.
It's not a cheat sheet. It's just a blank piece of paper. My word is overpaid. Bam.
Overpaid is on my list.
That
is on my list.
Somebody gave it back.
Ava, how many prizes do we have today?
We have five.
Wow. We have five prizes today? Yep. All right. I'm going to make that number five. What did number five win,
Limited
Ava?
Edition Kelly Green Jason Kelce WIP t-shirt. Join Jason this Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Ocean Drive in Sea Isle City,
yeah!
New Jersey. He'll be guest bartending and proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation.
All right. Number four, Ava.
Pair of tickets to see the Phillies versus the Cardinals on Saturday, July 2nd at 4 or 5 p.m. For tickets, go to Phillies.com.
Precarious.
$100 gift card to Patty's Green. Join the WIP Morning Show this Wednesday for our live broadcast from 6 to 10 a.m. Jason will be there from 8 to 10.
Jason Kelce.
At 39th and Landis.
Discouraging.
$100 Visa gift card.
Roller coaster.
That's a good one. And Jason Kelce signed Eagles jersey once again. Join Jason Kelce this Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the OD in Seattle City. He'll be guest bartending. Proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation.
In an effort to improve the vocabulary of our audience today, I turn to the person who gave us the word, moribund. It's a beautiful word.
What's that mean again?
Deadly. kind of sluggish.
Isn't that morbid?
No.
No, it's different.
You don't read.
Gloomy.
Why are you suddenly
kinda
giving
gloomy
input on vocabulary?
I listen.
You don't read and you don't listen to music.
I'm a great listener to words.
Only words. It's time to do a ride.
Hey, by the way, those Phillies versus Cardinals on Saturday, your kids 14 and under will receive a PJP cooling headband.
Nice.
Now, line of the day, I didn't have time to cut up that crazy sequence.
Wasn't
of the
great
dentist. A lot of people on Twitter are talking about Jonesy.
Yep.
But Jonesy, you've been feisty all morning, and I did catch you with this little line again at Rocco.
Rock, give me a word for the Phillies.
Well, I was thinking about it. I think I'm going to go with bitten.
You mean snake bitten?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I shortened it.
Well, there's a big difference between
snake bitten.
Maybe
might have had given you a better
your
chance
call
than
next
bitten
time.
Shorten your call the next time. That is nasty.
He's a dirty 30 guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Correct.
Brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Order a 2023 Select Model Cadillac from Armin, and you'll receive a $1,000 rebate. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Now, Angela, this is a question. Do you think baseball players should run as hard as they can after they hit the ball? 86% say yes.
And the other 14 can go to hell. Our studios, this is day with Ava Grave and Kyle Quinn. Studio sit-ins, James Moten and Keona Golden. Guys, thank you so much. You guys are a trip. Thank you for doing it. And okay. Keona, thank we are you. Going to be giving away these sneakers tomorrow, courtesy of you. So listen or come in, whatever you want to do, you're always welcome.
I tweeted out. I did put it on WIP Morning Show, where you can follow her on Instagram to get your own pair, right?
Absolutely.
Size 10s, plan according.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.